This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is moving staff out of Washington, D.C., and as CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, Colorado is one place those people may be moving to.
In a statement, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says the department will move, quote, our key services outside the Beltway and into great American cities across the country. Fort Collins is one of five cities or hub locations employees will be relocated to. The city already has two USDA offices. It's part of a reorganization to realign core operations of the department to better support farming, ranching, and forestry. The department also says this is another step in the process of reducing its overall workforce. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Colorado River is officially positive for invasive zebra mussels. CPR's Haley May reports.
The mussels so far have only been found in a stretch of the river below Glenwood Springs to the Utah-Colorado border. Should they spread, State Invasive Species Program Manager Robert Walters said they could clog up pipes on the western slope that water crops.
Let's say to the peaches out there in the Palisade area, then either they won't get water or those irrigation water users will have to do significant maintenance to ensure they can continue to deliver water.
Other states have learned to live with zebra mussels, even when they enter drinking supply reservoirs, but mitigation efforts are costly. Austin, Texas, for example, has allocated $4 million to keep them at bay. The zebra mussels also eat plankton and native mollusks, harming the food supply and increasing the chances of toxic algae blooms. Haley May, CPR News.
It's just about 7:06.